Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet Deed. Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Tonight, Sonny Tuck. You remember the guy, Duffy. The one that when you once said to your wife, tell me what has he got that I ain't got, she talked for 2 days. Yeah. Yeah, big, tall guy, Duffy. You know, broad shoulders, big chest, slim waist, big blue eyes, wavy blonde hair. Boy, if he was only a dame. Yep. Well, I'll call you back, Duffy. The band just started to play that new Western song I wrote, Leave Me Hard Ride Tonight on the Prairie. And I want to listen to it. I guess it's just modesty, Duffy, but I really love that song.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Duffy's Tavern. Come in and meet Finnegan, Eddie the waiter, Miss Duffy, our singer Bob Graham, Reed Beat Reeves and his orchestra, our special guest tonight, Sonny Tufts, and Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Leave my heart right tonight on the prairie, way out west where the sun sets all day, where the bloom is a purple on the sagebrush, and the deer and the cantaloupe. I'm a singer.
Who threw that? Who threw that?
A music lover, no doubt.
Tell them crumbs if they don't like my song, they can lump it. The back of my throat to them.
I'm a saying bonus notches to the city. It's no place for a lonesome cow's hand. Leave me right.
Wait a minute. Now listen, you guys, be careful how you throw them dishes around. Remember, China is our ally.
Well, Eddie, I guess all great composers have to suffer like this.
That's right, Miss Arthur. And these people are just trying to help you.
Well, I guess it's our lot in life, Eddie. Look at Pichakowski. All they paid him was $18.12 for a whole overture. And look at Schubert and his symphony. They wouldn't even let him finish it. So I say, leave him mock me. After this song of mine gets published, the world will be singing a different tune.
Now, that I believe. Anyway, who's going to publish that song?
My publisher's the $1 million publishing company.
Who's that?
They're the people that discovered me.
How did they discover you?
I answered their ad in a magazine. Here, look at it.
Let's see now. It says here, attention songwriters, have you got a lot of talent and a little money? We will bring it out of you. If your song is a hit, we'll know it. Remember, Jada, Always, Swanee, Margie, all big hits, and we knew it. So don't delay. Send your song to the $1 million publishing company and make $1 million tomorrow. Please enclose 15 cents to cover cost. Yeah, so sound like a very reliable firm, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
You sent them your song, of course.
Oh, naturally, I wouldn't want to pass up an offer like that. What do you think I am, a sucker?
There will be a 3-minute pause while I wrestle with temptation. Well, good luck, sir.
Thanks, Eddie. Boy, I hope I hear from them soon. Leave me hard right tonight on the prairie.
Too hard?
Oh. Hiya, Finnegan.
Today I got no song of yours. Great song.
Thanks.
Keeps running through my head.
Well, what's going to stop it?
Nothing. Boy, what a beautiful song. Still ain't my heart right tonight on the prairie. The words got so much meaning.
Thanks, Finnegan.
Say, Art.
Yeah?
What's the prairie?
Prairie? It's a thing out west, sort of a flat hill.
Oh, yeah. You know, Arch, every day you learn me something new. I always tell everybody that you make me what I am today.
Finnegan, if you don't mind, I would rather not be connected with it.
Well, take the credit, Arch. You deserve it.
Good evening, Archie. Well, Officer Clancy, glad to see you. Come in and take a load off your beat.
Hello, Clancy.
Well, it's Clifton Finnegan. Been behaving yourself, Clifton?
Sure, yeah, Clancy.
Are you sure?
Look, if it's about writing Clancy's a stinker on that fence, I got an alibi.
What's your alibi?
I can't write.
Ah, Finnegan, I get a kick out of you. Bless your little brain. You know, I was with your father the night you came into this world.
You what?
Yes, sir. And 5 years later, he called me up and he said, Clancy, it's a boy.
A shot in the dark, if I ever heard one. Say, by the way, what do you have, Clancy?
Oh, the usual chartreuse flip.
Oh.
Incidentally, Archie, they tell me you've written a song.
A song? Yeah, that's right, Clancy.
An Irish song, I hope.
Well,
what do you call it?
Leave My Heart Ride Tonight on the Prairie.
Oh, it's a beautiful title. Leave Me Heart Ride Tonight in Tipperary.
No, Clancy, a prairie.
Wait a minute. Not a Western song.
Yeah.
Shades of Chauncey Alcott. Don't you know that the only good songs is Irish songs?
Now, just a second.
Don't take my word for it. Ask any Irishman.
Nancy, I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with Irish songs. Mine just happens to be a Western.
Well, then the least you can do is to give it a little Irish flavor.
All right, I'll call it Take Me Back to My Boots and My Cushla. I'll write another one called The Flight Boy of the Irish World. That'll make you happy.
Who? Sonny Tuck. For who else would I spend a whole day in the beauty shop?
A whole day in the beauty... What's the matter? Were they out of it?
Very funny. Now, please, I got no patience to stand here being stupid. Where's Sonny Tuck?
What do you want with Sonny Tuck?
I'm going to ask him to the dance.
What dance?
The 10 Jolly Girls AC St. Valentine's Day track meet and dance.
Track meet?
Well, you know some of the girls when they see a man.
Yes, I do.
So, we thought it would look more dignified if we called it a track meet.
Hey, but Sonny, tough. Look, why don't you ask your boyfriend, Breckenridge Hartsenfelder, to take you to the dance?
Oh, him and me had a fight, so I'm not going with him.
Oh, what was the fight about?
He wouldn't take me to the dance. But who cares? Oh, if I could walk into that dance with Sonny Tuck, would those girls drop dead?
Sonny Tuck, take you to the dance, Miss Duffy. You're playing around the helium stopper. He wouldn't take you.
Oh, no? Just because he's a movie star? Listen, Archie, many a big movie star goes out with civilian girls. What a sensation we created the dance. Oh, I can see it now. Mr. Sonny Tuck, this is Miss Katrinka Yarbut. Mr. Tuck, this is Cheryl Rutino. Sonny Tuck, meet Henrietta Nickelducker.
I noticed poor Tuck is so shocked he ain't saying a word. Henrietta Nickelducker.
Send the doctor special delivery letter for you.
Oh, boy, let's see, Eddie. Yep. From that publishing firm, let's see. Dear friend and honored artist, we have received your great song and believe it will join the ranks of the immortals. That means it won't die.
8 to 5.
Quiet, Eddie. Can't wait till we publish this great song of the West. Naturally, it should have an attractive, appropriate cover. So please send $25... which covers cost of printing plus hiring of cowboy, horse, and sunset. Please rush money. Yours in haste, $1 million publishing company. Where am I going to get $25?
You ain't actually going to send it.
I got it, Eddie. The letter says rush.
Yeah, but this is a phony.
Now, wait a minute, Eddie. I can recognize phonies. Just talking to a man who has been gifted plenty. Let's see, where can I get that 25?
Don't look at me.
Hmm. Hey, here's the cash register. There's money in there.
Do tell. Now, look, you ain't going to do nothing jaily, is it?
Look, Eddie, what would be wrong if I just took a loan of the dope?
That would be like Jesse James taking the loan of a train.
But who's going to know about it? Now, listen, Eddie, this ain't stealing. This is just great distribution. Now, take this dough, go down to the post office, and send a money order to the address on this letter.
Okay, Miss Archie.
And make it pronto. Adios.
San Quentin.
Now, go on, get going. Oh, boy, it won't be long now.
I should say it won't, Mr. Dirty Crook Archie.
Miss Duffy, was you standing there all the time?
I certainly was. And you know what'll happen if I tell Papa. He'll put you in jail.
Miss Duffy, please don't tell your father. Just give me a little time.
Well, Archie, I might forget if,
If what?
If a certain party could persuade a certain party to take a certain party to a certain party.
You mean if I don't get Sonny Tuck? Miss Duffy, that's blackball. You can't do this.
Take your choice, Archie.
Say, Archie.
Oh, hello, Tom.
What seems to be wrong here?
Well, nothing that a few years...
Please, Miss Duffy, leave us not discuss my delinquency in front of a juvenile. Leave us talk it over in private. Bob, sing something, will you?
Oh, you sure seem worried.
Oh, no, it's nothing. Just a little trouble with my song. Seems there's a few bars connected with it that I forgot about. go ahead and sing. Now, come here, Miss Duffy. Let's talk this over.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Oh, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's
Duffy, be reasonable. I can't make Sonny Tuff take you to the dance.
Archie, all I know is that if you don't, I'll have Papa put you in jail for 20 years, and when you get out, he'll fire you.
Well, look, the guy's a society guy in a movie.
Shh. Oh, shh, Archie, here he comes.
Sonny Tuff. Well, welcome to Duffy, Sonny.
Thanks. Say, I always kind of thought that Duffy's was just a little hole in the wall.
Yeah, kind of surprised you, huh?
Yeah, it's a big hole in the wall. Say, who are you?
Me? Permit me. I am Archie, mine host. I manage the place, take care of the customers.
Sort of a major domo.
Naturally, we don't serve minors. Say, what a big guy you are. How's the air up there?
That's very clever.
I think I'm up all the time. But I'm really serious. That's quite a tall height you got. Come here, let's put our heads back to back. Let's see. You're about 3 inches taller than I am.
Well, that's just because you're 3 inches shorter.
Hey, you're clever, too. You know, we're alike in a lot of ways, Sonny.
Oh, well, nobody's perfect.
No, I mean it, really. We're like two peas on a knife. You got a strapping physique, and I got a strapping physique.
What would you do if the strap broke?
Now, Sonny, please, don't judge me physique by the way that I'm built. I'm deceitful.
How much do you weigh?
110 pounds. And not an ounce of it fat.
All bone, eh?
Yeah. Just take a look at this chest.
Where? Oh, there, behind the belt buckle.
Very droll. Mr. Tuft, in these quips of yours, do I detect a slight tincture of jealousy?
No, it's not that. It's just that to me you seem more like the frail type.
Frail type is right. The frails love me. Yeah, you know that Betty Hutton you work with? She's coming all the way down here to see me next Friday.
Really? You better get some rest.
Don't be silly. A dame like that'll be meat for me.
Well, that'll make it even. You'll be mutton for Hutton.
Oh, boy, Betty Hutton. Boy, I can't wait for next week to get here. Come on, Sonny, let's talk faster.
Hey, Arch, Miss Duffy just sent this note over to you.
Let's see. Dear Archie, well, sign Miss Duffy. Oh, by the way, Finnegan, do you know Sonny Tufts?
He does?
Me, Finnegan. This is Sonny Tux, the movie actor.
How do you do, Mr. Tux? Hey, you look much taller standing up than you do on the screen.
Well, you see, they photographed me shorter so my head won't hit the soundtrack.
How did they make you shorter?
They put me on a diet, shortening bread.
It's a coincidence. Finnegan eats cracked wheat.
You know, Mr. Tufts, I'd like to try acting sometime. When I was at college, they told me...
Finnegan, you was at college.
Well, certainly I was at college, Art. You remember last year?
Huh?
What did you study at college?
I didn't study anything. They studied me. But anyway, Mr. Tufts said... Mr. Tufts, I really think that you're very...
Look, just call me Sonny.
Eh? What was that?
Just call me Sonny.
Gee, that's very nice of you, Sonny. You can call me Daddy.
What a charming family. Lovely people.
Mommy, it's getting late.
Oh. Say, incidentally, Sonny, speaking of beautiful dames, get a load of that beaut over there.
Where?
Right over there, next to the cash register.
Oh, yeah. She's the one without the keys.
Yeah. A wonderful dame. Would you like to meet her?
Not at all.
Good. Outrageous. Do it the hard way. You see, I just happened to remember that Sonny was once a society guy, you know, strictly a big Boston socialist. So, ergo, you gotta act like a society dame.
Well, all right, but if it don't work...
If it don't work, all the time, talk.
Talk is better than sing.
Well, here goes. Hey, Sonny.
Yeah?
Sonny, old cad, I would like to present you with Miss Duff Duffy. She just came out this year.
Brave girl.
Yeah.
Miss Duff Duffy, you don't happen to be related to the Duff Duffy who owns this tavern, do you?
Oh, yes. Papa is my paper. But you see, this tavern is just one of his hobbies. He keeps it for laughs.
What a morbid sense of humor.
Look, I know what you're thinking, Sonny, but this dame has ancestors from some of our best families. But I'm telling you, you can see for yourself that she's real society.
Of course. She has such a prominent background.
Well, that she gets from her old lady. By the by, darling, how is your mate these days? Dowager than ever, I suppose.
Oh, you know, Mater. Here, there, everywhere in the social world. She's all over New York.
Yeah, and part of her hangs over into New Jersey.
Archie, stop insulting Mama and get to the point.
Oh, yeah. Say, incidentally, Sonny, Miss Duff Duffy Sorority is giving a dance. You may not believe it, but she hasn't got a date for it yet.
I believe it.
Say, why couldn't Sonny here take you to the dance?
Well, yes, why not?
Yeah. How about it, Sonny?
When is it?
St. Valentine's.
By George, I can't make it.
Why not?
On account of a previous engagement, which I'm sure I can arrange.
Wait a minute, Sonny. You gotta take the dame. There's a thing I can't tell you about, but if you don't take her, it means that I go to jail.
Well, why don't you take herself, then? Take her yourself, then.
She wants you.
Arch, you take her. Just like you said, you know, we look so much alike, she'll never know the difference, dear.
Hoisted by me own petard.
Well, Archie, somebody's going to take me to the dance.
I see what you mean. Okay, Miss Duffy, I guess you got me with
Miss... Miss Archie?
What?
Reprieve from the governor.
You mean you didn't send the dough?
No, on account of a picture I saw hanging in the post office.
Whose picture?
The president of the million-dollar publishing company marked down to $1,000 reward.
The guy was a crook?
Yep, and here's your 25.
Oh, boy, I'm a free man again. Now I can put the dough back into the register.
Just a second, Archie. You don't have to put it back in the register if you take me to the dance.
Duffy's Tavern. Hello, Duffy. Yeah, that's right. Next week, Betty Hutton. And you know, Duffy, tonight, Sonny Tuff said that I'd be mutton for Hutton, but who cares? I'm a glutton for mutton. See you next Friday, Duffy.
Forces Radio Service.